If you have been listening to the first 5 years on WEAA over the past several months, you have hopefully learned about young children, parenting, and advocating for babies, toddlers, and preschoolers. Hopefully, you have even asked yourself, how can I get more engaged and build a better future for Maryland's children? Well, this is the month of the young child, and a perfect time for Doug Lunt from Maryland Family Network to give us some suggestions for what you can do.
The first 5 years of a child's life are extremely important. In fact, it's during this time that children's brains are developing faster than at any other time in their lives. The problem is that often we tend to think of a child's education as just being kindergarten through 12th grade. But the reality is that learning begins at birth. By advocating for quality early learning programs and parental supports, we can ensure that children have the strong start they need to succeed.
When you think about it, a parent is a child's first and most important teacher. But in addition to them, child care providers are the next most significant presence in a young child's life. So how can we raise awareness about this?
There's several things adults can do to help. First and foremost, tell your lawmakers that this issue matters to you. Only when they know that voters are paying attention to this issue do elected officials put their money where their mouth is and support policies that support infants, toddlers, and preschoolers.
It only takes a minute to send an email telling them that these little kids matter. What if I want to spend a little more time helping?
There's a lot of early learning programs out there that need your help. Programs like foster grandparents and the Retired Senior Volunteer Corps are always looking for older adults to make a difference. The child care program in your own neighborhood may be looking for help from adults of any age. If you're just starting out your career, child care is hard work, but a great way to be your own boss. Or you may just want to offer to babysit for a new parent who could use a break or even a nap.
Those are fantastic suggestions, Doug. Is there anything else we should know before we wrap up?
During the month of the young child, Maryland Family Network is offering 2 45-minute online live events to increase awareness about our work and about the advocacy being done across the state for children from birth through age 5. It's perfect for anyone who wants to learn more about us or who wants to get more involved. They take place on April 18 and May 4th at noon.
Thanks, Doug. Listeners can visit weaa.org to find out how to register. See you next week with more information about the first 5 years.